from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 91.3 FM, the 10 AM Express. I'm your host, Yasmina Peterson, on technical, none other than Auntie Abida Dixon Muhammad, my producer, Rachel Muhammad. Now, the Happy Hearts fundraiser tea, the Yusuf Dream Foundation and NPC will be hosting their Happy Hearts fundraiser tea party to raise funds to continue with the community projects. Speaking to us more on this, we do have the director of Yusuf Dream Foundation, which is the NPC, Heloise Engelbrecht, on the line. Heloise, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you doing, Heloise?
I'm very well, thank you so much. And how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks for asking. Thank you so much for taking time out to speak to us more on this. Now, before we head into the Happy Hearts fundraiser tea, speak to us about the Yusuf Dream Foundation.
All right. Yusuf Dream Foundation was registered in 2017. Now, it was actually registered after a few years after I was involved in a car accident, which was in 2010. That left me paralyzed from the neck down. And you know, at that time, when I lost the ability to do so much, I felt so hopeless. Mm. You know, you feel abandoned, and I had to fight to get through life, actually, because I had two little kids. And at that time, I just, through the help of family and friends, you know, I just had to make a decision to not give up. My faith is also the thing that really kept me. And when I made the decision to not give up, it wasn't easy. It was very difficult. And that just inspired me to start something in order to inspire other people to not give up. And that's why I registered the NPC, Yusuf Dream Foundation. Now, the motto of Yusuf Dream Foundation is Dare to Dream. So basically what it says is, no matter what happens, no matter the circumstances, no matter your inability to do things or what may come your way, don't give up and dare to dream. Mm-hmm. And that is basically what we try to, what the NPC is about. So when we go out and have our happy arts events, or when we speak to women, that is what we want them to know. No matter your circumstances, you know, a lot of people, all the kids grow up with this gangsterism, with this poverty, with this no hope. And we want to inspire them to not give up and to dare to dream.
Now, what are some of the services that the Yusuf Dream Foundation offers?
All right, so we basically do not get funding, so we raise funds on our own. We are a group of four women, and what we've done so far is we have given care packs to the Kraaifontein Old Age Home. We've done food parcels for a school in Clark Estate where they closed down for the June exam, and it's a very impoverished area, and many kids get the food at school. So we gave them the food parcels. We have our community kitchens in Scottsdean and in Wallacedean. We also have our we had a women's event where we spoke about anxiety, depression, and abandonment, especially in this time of COVID, where people are really struggling. We also have a winter and summer clothing drive, where with the donations that we receive from people, the clothing we received, we put it in clothing parcels, and then we hand it out into communities that we've identified where the need is. We also currently have a GoFundMe page. It's basically to get funding in. There is a community in Goliath Estate that has, you know, they have a lot of makeshift housing, and it rains in the roof and ceilings are broken. It's just very dilapidated. So we're trying to raise funds in order to fix the ceilings, the roof, and stuff like that. So, I mean, obviously we have the Happy Hearts event that's coming up now.
Now, speaking about the Happy Hearts event, tell us more about that.
So the Happy Hearts, we basically have the Happy Hearts, which also started in 2017. You know, it is just a fun-filled day. It's normally for children from the ages of 5 to 14. It's about 200 to 350 children. Obviously, during COVID, we don't know. It depends on the restrictions, but we're still going ahead with a 200 to 350 total. So we would like to give each child a toy, a gift. They receive a party pack and as well as something to eat for the day. Now, it's a fun-filled day, like I said, but it's to, you know, it's just to love on the children, to show them they are not forgotten, irrespective of where they're living and what they see in their daily basis, and to inspire them. Because if you can inspire and save one child, we can change that family and then, you know, save and change a community as well. You know, most kids that we do see, they just, the smiles that you see and the laughter that you see that day, that is a reward alone. And so we play games with them. We do face painting. We do sing-alongs. And we normally have a theme for the day, which we're currently in the process of finalizing. And, yeah, so basically that is what it's about. So, like I said, it's 200 to 350 children. So we are, that is why we're hosting the tea party on the 26th of September to just raise funds. We normally also do accept pre-loved toys. We fix it up. If we see it can still be given as a gift. And then if there's extra funding, we buy toys for the kids as well.
Now, Heloise, just to confirm, the Yusuf Dream Foundation NPC is a registered company.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, excellent. So you said that the Happy Hearts fundraiser tea will be on the 26th of September.
That's correct.
Where will this be taking place?
It is at Brackenfell. I think our tickets have sold out for now, but we do also ask for sponsorship as well. So because we are limited to the number of seats we can have during COVID. Mm-hmm. So like I said, the tickets are sold out for that event, but we do ask if people could sponsor us as well. We do have a bank details. So it depends on how people want to give, if it's pre-loved toys, if it's monetary, it's all up to the individual.
Where is the Yusuf Dream Foundation based?
It's also in Brackenfell. It's based in Brackenfell.
Brackenfell. And you mentioned for people that maybe want to contribute, they can contribute some toys, and what are the other goods that the foundation still need?
All right. Like I said, it's pre-loved toys.
Yes.
We also, anything towards the party packs, which could be chips, sweets, lollipops, cool drinks. We do take pre-loved clothing as well. And if people wanted to donate into the bank account, they can do that as well.
Excellent. Now, all the details will be with our producer, the banking details, as well as all the other information. Now, on the 26th of September, Happy Hearts Fundraiser Tea, what can people expect on the day that we'll be attending? And how many are you guys catering for?
It's between 40 to 50 individuals. So each one will be receiving, so it's like a tea event. It will be, we'll have a speaker as well. We're still finalizing the speaker. And then each table will receive their goodies, like the cupcakes, the fudge, all the different stuff, as well as yeah, like I said, the speaker, we are still finalizing.
For those wanting to know more, hey Louise, who can they make contact with?
They can call me directly on my cell number, which is, can I give it to you or should I give it to the producer?
No, you can give it to me. What is the cell phone number?
All right, it's 074-141-9596.
Mm-hmm. 074-141-9596.
Yes.
Excellent. So that is the contact number for each and everyone that maybe want to know more on the fundraiser that's taking place. And what are the times of the fundraiser, Heloise?
The fundraiser is starting at 3 o'clock on the 26th of September.
Okay, so it's starting at 3 o'clock on the 26th of September. So you can make a note in your diary for that. For those people still wanting to know more on the fundraiser, is this a registered event or can they just make contact with you and tell you that they want to attend?
Yes, they can contact me if they would like to attend. Obviously, we need to RSVP as well, but they can definitely contact me on my cell number.
And just to clarify, hey Louise, that COVID-19 procedures are still in place for this event?
That's correct, yes. So it's masks, it will be social distancing as well, as well as the we'll have hand sanitizers as people enter the event as well. So COVID restrictions,
Okay, excellent. Heloise, I want to say thank you so much for being part of the program and speaking to us about the Yusuf Dream Foundation. Should people have pre-loved toys, can they drop it off or can they give you a call? How do they go about getting those toys to you?
They can drop it off. If they're not able to, they can call us. We can collect it as well.
What is the physical address for the foundation, Heloise?
All right, it's 28 Magnolia Street. And that's in Morgenstair, Brackenfell.
Okay, perfect. Heloise, thank you so much for being part of the program. I wish you everything of the best for your fundraiser. Goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for having me. Goodbye.
Bye. That's the voice of Heloise Engelbrecht, the director of Yusuf Dream Foundation. They are at number 28 Magnolia Street in Morgenstair, Brackenfell. Should you want to know more information regarding the Happy Hearts fundraiser, you maybe have some pre-loved toys in which you want to donate, give Heloise a call on 074-141-9596.